all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
I absolutely love the title of this book, Michelle. Didn't you and I just laugh and laugh because it was just so right on? It's called Keep Calm and Parent On, A Guilt-Free Approach to Raising Children by Asking More from Them and Doing Less. Yeah, keep calm, man. You know, right?
Yeah, what do you think of that,
Pam?
Oh, you
were so calm, weren't you, Michelle?
What do you think of that? I know what you think of that. But I guess we're going to get 6 tips to raise your kid happy and healthy, which I would love to know what those are.
Well, Emma Jenner is going to give us those tips and even more. And she's a child and developmental and behavioral specialist and founder of Emma's Children. She was the star of the TNT reality series Take Home Nanny and traveled across America as Nanny Emma, helping families put harmony back in their homes. So Emma, welcome to Her Radio. Our listeners can't wait to learn some tips to raise your kid happy and healthy, starting with how about being consistent?
Being consistent is key. Whatever rule you decide to establish or boundary you decide to establish, then you have to be consistent with it. Your child knows that if you're weak and he has a tantrum and you give in, then they'll test you every single time. So you have to be consistent.
Just like men.
Oh, don't even start with me. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Let's do 35 segments on that. All right. Let's get back to kids. Well, that's right. Wait a minute. Let's get back to kids and men. Aren't they both this? Well, anyway. All right. We got be consistent. Let's go to number 2, which is Michelle.
Routine. How about a routine? Tell us about that, Emma.
Kids thrive on a routine and a schedule. It helps them feel safe and secure. It helps them navigate their day and know what to expect. It takes the guesswork out of their day, really. And it helps the parents. The child knows that bedtime is at 7 o'clock, then there's no argument there. So it really takes the arguing out of the day.
That's going to
be
kind of tough
to do. Well, I like
it
when you say it like that, because we're also talking about number 3, which is establishing discipline and boundaries. Oh, go to that place, because I watch parents all day long who just can't seem to get this right at all.
Yeah. I think, first of all, you really have to decide what's important to you and to your family and what those boundaries are, and make sure everyone's on the same page and really establish those boundaries and be firm with them. Be obviously consistent with them, and if they break them, obviously there's consequences.
Real consequences, right?
Real natural consequences, yeah.
Yes, so then that leads us to number 4, which is positive reinforcement.
So often I see children, you know, parents are very quick to jump on a child if they're doing something wrong, but look for things that you can praise your child with. If they did something well, or if they cleaned up their bedroom, or if they had amazing manners at dinner time, then, you know, praise them for that, because kids want to please you. So the more they see that you recognize the good behavior in them, the more you'll see it.
Got it.
You know, that's really so true in all relationships. I think Michelle and I have talked about this when we talk about relationships in general, and that is affirmations. You know, I personally don't hear enough of that out of parents. What I'm hearing mostly is the scolding and the nagging, instead of saying, well, thank you for cleaning up all your toys and, you know, that type of thing, which I really think helps. Don't you think, Emma?
How do you do that, Emma? That's my question. How do you do that? What are these positive reinforcements that really make a difference?
I think just recognizing their good behavior. So if they are behaving well, or if they really made you proud doing something, that make sure they know that you noticed, because often it goes unnoticed.
Got it. So it's more just about, it's just positive, like you said, it's positive reinforcement. So whatever they're doing, if they go pick up their toys, you say that's great that you picked up your toys. Is there any other things you can do? Do you ever take things away from them, or is it just positive reinforcement? I mean, I'm really interested in learning.
Yeah, no, the consequences are definitely huge, and natural consequences. So, for example, if a child's throwing his blocks or his cards, you know, give them a warning and say, if you throw your blocks again, then you're going to lose them. Blocks are for building and not for throwing. And they throw it again, throw it away, they throw it again, and then you take the blocks away. Oops, you've lost the blocks, we'll try again later or tomorrow. And so that's,
well, I like that because it circles back to what you said for number three, which was establish discipline and boundaries. I'm really interested in number five, spend quality time. You know, what do you mean by quality time? How are you defining that?
I mean one-on-one time with nothing else distracting you. No phones, no computers, no newspapers, no TV. Quality time, you and your child, reading a book, talking about their day, going for a walk, kicking a football. It could be anything, and even something that you enjoy. But just spending that time one-on-one with your child so that they, you know, you get to connect with them and you'll learn about them and their friends at school and their likes and their dislikes and how to comfort them when they're sad, and your child will feel better for it.
So
yeah, you know, I think that's important. I think a lot of people out there define quality time as sticking your kid in front of a TV while you're reading a book in the other corner, and at least you're in the same room. Seriously? Again, I see it as, I think one of the most important things you just said was just take away all the distractions. Just get all that stuff out of there and actually do something with the child. And you know, even if it's just taking a walk in the park or if it's whatever it is, but you're actually communicating and you're attaching and you're bonding and connecting. I mean, that's what's really so important here. And I think that's gotten lost somewhere along the line.
Well, how many people do they?
I mean,
right, especially at dinner time. But how many of us don't unplug our devices, right? So we're even at the dinner table with that. I mean, it just shouldn't be allowed. So, I mean, I can't agree anymore with you, because I think that's one of the problems that we're having with our children is that there's no connection. How about number six, don't allow disrespectful behavior?
Well, so I'm huge on respect, and I think that if you can teach your child to respect, you know, you, others, and their belongings, you've won half the battle. And what I see is parents allowing disrespectful behavior, so parents need to stop tolerating it, because when they stop tolerating it, kids will stop behaving that way.
Yeah, and you've got to model this too. You know, if you're a good mentor, and that means with your partner, spouse, if you're not showing respect for one another, they're not learning what respect is really all about. And they need to see that around them to, you know, I think you said it beautifully. Kids are like sponges, and they'll just pick that right on up, and they'll be able to follow. So I love this. I just think that bringing all this together is great. So Michelle and I have now made our little notes, and your points are: be consistent, keep a routine, establish discipline and boundaries, you know, make sure to give positive reinforcement, spend quality time, don't allow disrespectful behavior. I think this is really key. And the book is Keep Calm and Parent On, A Guilt-Free Approach to Raising Children by Asking More from Them and Doing Less. Emma Jenner is the star of the TNT reality series, Take Home Nanny. Emma, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget to go to Emma's website at www.emmaschildren.com. Emmaschildren.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.